What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. And it is Monday, November 12, 2018. Today is the official commemoration, of course, of Veterans Day, which was actually yesterday, the 100th anniversary of the end of World War One. So it's a holiday for a lot of people, not for us here at RBN, obviously, but still kind of a kickback feel to the day a little tiny bit here. Anyway, we have got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone, put you on the air with your comments and questions. So let's just get right on into it. Obviously, the situation in Broward County, Palm Beach, other areas in Florida, we're in a repeat of 2000. It's 2000 all over again. 18 years this nation has had to overhaul and revamp the election system to get it working so that the people can actually have some confidence that the people being voted for are the ones who are actually getting into office, because right now that confidence is gone here. Anyway, apparently Broward County is doing recounts in four Florida races, according to CNN. And the Florida Secretary of State Ken Detzner has ordered them in tight races for Senate, Governor, Attorney General, one of the commissioners, and there's a statewide machine count. Now, there was supposed to be a deadline noon Saturday, which nobody really made. The recount is still going on here. Now, Governor Rick Scott is still out there saying that there are plenty of indications of fraud out there, and he is demanding a law enforcement investigation, which is now being ordered by Florida's Attorney General. Apparently in Broward County, where we know the police are a little bit politicized, just like saying the Titanic hit a little ice, they're just kicking back and saying, no, we don't see anything irregular. We're not going to investigate. Well, they're now being ordered to. And frankly, given how notorious the Broward police are, I would get some outside investigators in there to take care of that. So Rick Scott's campaign announced three more election lawsuits. And Palm Beach says, no, they're not going to make the recount deadline. Protesters are accusing officials of incompetence. That's the cover story. You know, they're so fraught, but yeah, they're incompetent. They've made so many mistakes, and really, the equipment is getting older, and that's all it really is. There's no fraud. The corporate media is still trying to convince you that the elections are honest and transparent, and they're not here. Apparently, two different organizations financed by George Soros are threatening to take Florida Governor Rick Scott to court if he doesn't recuse himself from the state's recount, which includes his own senatorial election. Now, he is the governor of the state, and so apparently he was sent a letter by the League of Women Voters, who have their own dark history of election misbehaving, and Common Cause. All right, we're going to grab a phone call here. Jim in Chicago, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. A couple of things for him criticizing Donald Trump, and you might agree. Don't you think it was very highly inappropriate for him to make nasty comments toward the state of California while people are losing their lives, running from the fire, and he's basically blaming the state for the fires? Don't you think that's kind of inappropriate?
No, I've been doing exactly the same thing here on my show. Trump is absolutely right on this one. It was chronic mismanagement. I've been talking every time there's one of these fires, I point out there's no money being spent to manage the forest areas. They're not keeping the fire breaks open. They're not clearing out the dead brush. because they're spending the money making sure that illegal immigrants have got driver's licenses and voting registration cards and free school and free health care and all the rest of that. And California's official policy towards the forest lands is one of environmentalism, where they wanted to let it to go back to being more like nature, which means the buildup of dead brush, growing over of the fire breaks, because it looks more natural and environmental that way. Well, there's the problem. Once you get nature's cigarette lighter, lightning, to touch that off, and you've got Santa Ana winds, there is nothing to stop that. And yeah, California's government mismanaged the forest lands, and all these people who are losing their homes and their lives should be looking at their own government for just how badly this was set up. And by the way, not just the government, not just lightning, but apparently there are now two different power grid companies which are thought to have sparked two of the fires. Up in Northern California, it was PG&E, and of course down in Los Angeles, Southern California, Edison. We're going to have more about these fires after we're done with the voting circus, okay?
Okay, tell me this then. Doesn't the federal government give like 60% of the money that goes toward fire protection to the state of California?
But California gets to decide where it goes. And, California just decided on this thing about, we want it to look more natural. We want it to look more beautiful. And it's not like they didn't know what was going to happen because they made the same mistake with Yellowstone several years ago. Where they said we're going to let it go back more to nature, and we're going to stop clearing out the dead brush. We don't want it looking like it's a golf course. We want a more natural park. And sure enough, they get a wildfire there that almost pretty much wrecked the place. And
hey, that's something I was not aware of. I'm glad you're explaining it.
Yeah.
Okay. And the other question, Donald Trump is complaining of the election, and this is something that you stated last week. He had the opportunity of doing something about it with the Federal Election Commission, and he decided to disband that.
Oh, it was the Election Integrity Commission, and yeah, he disbanded it, and he turned the job over to Department of Homeland Security. But Department of Homeland Security basically just, they said, we're going to make sure the machines cannot be hacked into remotely, and that was about it. And that leaves only about maybe 40 or 50 other ways for the election to be rigged. This election is a joke. It's an absolute disaster.
No, this is the worst I have ever seen it before, to be honest with you.
I agree.
So, all right. Thank you very much, Michael.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. We are going to do a shout out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network and getting on back to the debacle in our elections. Let's see. It looks like my Twitch text window has stopped. Okay, there we are. We're back. Yeah. All right. So we're talking about down in Florida. And by the way, it's not confined to Florida. Back in 2000, the focus was on Florida because that was the tipping point as to whether Gore or Bush would wind up being the president. And this, of course, being midterms, a lot more attention is being focused on other states where there have been what the media is still describing as irregularities. They're not irregularities. People are being caught cheating. So anyway, apparently down in Palm Beach County, their election supervisor is trying to ban the media from covering the ballot recount and has actually threatened to arrest reporters who attempt to do so. Now, this prompted a lawsuit from NBC Universal, Scripps Media, and Fox Television, basically saying that they have a First Amendment right to record video when this recount is going on. It's supposed to be transparent. And the judge agreed. So, got something to hide down there in Palm Beach? Over in Broward County, machine glitches delayed the start of the ballot recount. We had glitches. Now, Governor Rick Scott requested a judge to impound all voting machines not being used for the recount so that they could be inspected. And this particular judge denied the motion, but said that we'll just post more people in the recount room to make sure nothing is going on. But there is an issue, because over at Real News, they're saying that, yeah, a lot of the voting machines, not just in Florida, but all across the country, they're already being swapped out because they've been pre-rigged to favor Democrats, and now they need to basically get them out of there before there is the post-election recertification of the machines. So, I mean, it's just crooked as all get out here. Governor Scott is also asking that the ballots be guarded during the recount so that nobody can get on in there and tamper with them. Yeah, good idea. But it's really out of control. Apparently over in Brenda Snipes' office, they mixed bad provisional ballots with good ones. And then they went ahead and said, well, we're going to have to count everything here in the box. Anyway, it would be unfair to throw out all those votes. I mean, they're just throwing ballots into the boxes right in front of everybody. And, oh, it was a mistake. Really? Let's count them here. A few days ago, Friday night, GOP Representative Matt Gaetz was actually taking video of Florida election officials loading boxes onto trucks outside the Broward County Election Supervisor's office. Now, on the assumption those were ballots, that violates chain of custody. But the Broward police, remember what I said before about them being politicized, showed up and literally removed GOP Representative Matt Gaetz by force. Said, you can't be here, you got to go along. Brenda Snipes is now banning conservative journalists from the Broward County Supervisor of Elections office. Apparently, Laura Loomer and others were denied entry. And let's see, Demand Justice, this is an organization founded by former members of Hillary Clinton's 2016 campaign and associated with a social welfare organization financed by billionaire activist, you knew this was coming, George Soros. And they're helping to find volunteers to take part in the recount of Senator Bill Nelson's campaign. I don't think they'll be objective. I mean, it's so blatant and in your face. And Jim in Chicago was right. It's never been this bad and this obvious how crooked the elections are in this country. Now, as I mentioned earlier in the program, the Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi has issued directions for the Florida Department of Law Enforcement to take steps to guarantee the integrity in elections. Frankly, it's a little late. The election's already over. The damage has been done. But apparently, Bondi's directive basically came after the Florida Department of Law Enforcement said they hadn't launched their own investigation into election officials in Broward and Palm Beach counties because they did not see any evidence of fraud. So Bonnie wrote back basically saying she doesn't see how the FDLE can legitimately refuse to open an investigation. Well, the shred of evidence, let's see. Now my YouTube stream has gone down. We're just having a really, really bad day with the technology. Okay, well, nothing I can do about it. Till the next commercial break here. Okay, getting on back here. Now, as you know, there are lawsuits flying all over the place, and there are, of course, judges and lawyers, if you will. As the recounts are proceeding, we saw this back in 2000, ballots are being challenged. That's not a valid ballot, and they'll go back and forth, and then there'll be a judge who says, yes, it can be counted, no, it cannot. Apparently, lawyers for the Florida Democratic candidates, Andrew Gillum and Bill Nelson, admitted non-citizens were casting votes in Florida and then objected when the judge said these have to be thrown out. And I would like to remind everybody in this country one more time, non-citizens are not allowed to cast votes in this country. Okay, now, as I said before, the cover story is, oh, it's all innocent mistakes. They're dumb. They're incompetent. And apparently, over at the New York Times, a former Democratic official, Lori Parrish, basically said, you know, you have to be clever to commit election fraud. And Brenda Snipes is too incompetent to commit election fraud. So it just has to be accidents, and there's no intentional fraud. Actually, I would say that Brenda Snipes is too incompetent to commit election fraud and get away with it, because it's just all over the place here. And one of the reasons people are thinking that there has been election fraud yet again is that a lot of these newly discovered ballots that just turned up, they're not completely filled out. They'll have the governor's and Senate race and a few others filled out, and all of the small local offices down below are left blank. Gee, doesn't that look suspicious, like somebody just filled this out in a rush? Oh, no. It's a poorly designed ballot in Broward. Once again, 18 years later, we have a ballot that's confusing to people in Broward County, and that's what led to the undervoting. Senator Rubio last week was out there talking about it. Apparently some people who have witnessed the fraud have been let go. They are now issuing statements under oath saying that, yeah, they did see a lot of bad stuff going on. And apparently over in Palm Beach County, they were filling out new ballots, supposedly to replace damaged ballots, but they did not allow campaign representatives to witness the process to guarantee that the newly filled out ballots exactly matched the old damaged ones. So that's a good way to stuff a ballot box. You take a bunch of ballots. Oh, these are all damaged. And you just toss them and you fill out an identical number of new ballots going the way that you want. All right, we got a caller on the line. Joe in Tennessee, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, hi, Mike. To me, either this guy, Scott, is the dumbest governor in the history of the world. I mean, if he didn't know this was coming from Broward County, or this is one of the best sting operations that we're going to see play out to expose this kind of corruption. So one of the two are at play. I mean, if Scott loses and he didn't appreciate that this corrupt lady was in Broward County, one of the biggest counties in Florida that could tip the election. As governor, he doesn't know this. None of his aides told him about her. I mean, that to me is very shocking and surprising. But as I said,
well,
if he didn't
know... It sounds to me like you're blaming the victim.
Well, I'm blaming him for incompetence. I mean, he is the governor of a state. He's supposed to be aware of it. I mean, we know this lady, Wanda Sykes or whatever, is notorious. That is the most corrupt county in the state. I mean, we had the shooting there. Scott Israel's there. The guy with the bombs that was just recently is out of there. Debbie Wasserman Schultz is there. They had a federal agent murdered there on the beach. I mean, it's incredible what's going on out of there. And if the governor is sitting there in Tallahassee unaware of this, I mean, that's a dereliction of duty by being incompetent, as far as I'm concerned. But I have a feeling okay. This is an elaborate sting. I really do.
I disagree with you, and I have to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials. Okay. We'll be right back.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Attention RBN listeners, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come in an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone. I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And I'm trying to get the YouTube feed back up, but it's refusing to connect. And I suspect the problem as it is at YouTube's end because I just completely restarted everything. All right, getting on back to the... it failed to connect to the server. Whatever's going on is at YouTube's end. Maybe they just finally got around to cutting me off. So we're talking about the debacle down in Broward County. And I disagree with Joe's. This is not an elaborate sting. And I'm sure that Governor Scott knew there would be some skullduggery, especially based on the history of the state in the past. I think he underestimated how much there would be, and there's been a lot. I mean, this midterm election makes Florida 2000 look like a couple of hand slaps, and that was it, and it was over. This is all over the place. It's massive fraud. Okay, so they keep finding all these boxes full of ballots. Oh, they have to be counted. I'm sorry, we have to count these here. And there is this teacher in Florida who found a container labeled provisional ballot box in a storage area of her elementary school on Thursday. And oh my goodness, there it was. And she called the school's principal and basically turned it on over to the election officials. But it is weird how these boxes keep mysteriously turning up. And it kind of makes you wonder if the boxes that were being taken out of the elections office were being simply delivered around to places where they could be discovered the next morning. Over in Georgia, they've just announced that they found thousands of new ballots. Oh, wow, man, can't even imagine how we could overlook that. This is basically tomorrow is the week after the midterms. And the Democrats there are saying they found thousands of new absentee early and election day votes that, gosh gee, they were somehow not counted, and we've got to put them into that recount here. Over at the Fort Lauderdale Airport, an Avis employee found a box labeled with the supervisor of elections and the word provisional in the back of the returned car on Sunday night. And apparently, according to Davis, the last person to drive the car was a Broward County employee. Interestingly enough, the Broward County police were uninterested and couldn't be bothered to pick up the ballot box left in the Avis rental car. Something else will happen. Down in Miami, they've counted all the ballots, but apparently there are still uncounted ballots, scores of them, left in Opa-locka Mail Center. Over in New Mexico, the GOP candidate won the New Mexico seat for the second district congressional race. The race was called for Yvette Harrell when she went to bed Tuesday night, and then overnight, magically, 8,000 ballots showed up and tipped the race to the Democrats. Over in Indiana, 22,000 ballots have mysteriously been found. It's happening everywhere. That's what you need to be looking at right now. It's not just Florida. Florida's an extreme case. It's happening everywhere. Our elections are crooked. Out in California, Rohrabacher is refusing to concede, even though the corporate media is saying that the Democrat won. And there is reason to doubt. There is really reason to doubt. And there is this article over in Starship Earth, The Big Picture. And the headline really lays it out. The U.S. midterm election was an unequivocal, unadulterated farce as proven by leftist defiance of the courts and federal laws. And that's another aspect you have to keep in mind. Down in Florida, they were in violation of the law. They ignored court orders. The Democrats have gone outlaw, and I will not live under an outlaw government. So over in California again, apparently one of their poll officers has gone public saying the California DMV mailed ballots to illegal immigrants who are not supposed to vote. They then use them to vote and mail them in. Then when the citizen arrives to vote in person, having never signed up for mail-in ballots, his or her vote gets tossed out. Because if there's both an in-person vote and a mail-in ballot, the mail-in ballot takes priority over the in-person vote. It should actually, obviously, be the other way around. We're going to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And apparently, there is an issue at YouTube where my front end for the video can't find the server that is supposed to be out there. My radio show archive page is still up and visible, so it's not like YouTube is deliberately messing with me, but that could happen at any time. All righty, let's see. Now, let's get on back to this Florida voting debacle, because I'm sure that the corporate media, and not to mention the Democrats, are going to want to frame what happened in terms of an argument. Was there deliberate fraud, or is it just massive incompetence? Because that's going to take Americans' minds off the real question, which is, what do you do when you have elections that have become totally untrustworthy, where the American people do not actually know for a fact who won? Because that puts us into a situation of taxation without representation. Americans are paying in the taxes to a government that just spends it wherever it wants to go, and we don't know if the government is supposed to be there because we can't trust this election system. And I'm hoping that this mess just gets uglier and uglier. And I know the corporate media is ignoring it pretty much. In fact, the corporate media is already going on to the fact that the Democrats are going to investigate Donald Trump when they take the House of Representatives. But this is a big scandal. And I think Americans need to really take a look and say, yeah, if I'm not in charge of who gets into the government, if the people the majority of Americans voted for get kicked out through fraud, then the whole system is broken. The contract is null and void. So getting on back to what's happening, Nancy Pelosi is out there talking about her second pivot, a regime change in the United States. They're going to get Donald Trump out there. And, of course, Trump is now fired Attorney General Jeff Sessions. He's appointed an interim acting attorney general. And there are all these critics out there screaming, this may be unconstitutional. It may be illegal. No, it isn't. Read your Constitution. The president does have that authority. And so now Mueller is feeling like he is in the crosshairs because millions of dollars and nearly 2 years later, he hasn't come up with anything. He's got a busted flush. I think Trump's going to hold him to that. Now, a lot of Democrats are saying they do not want Nancy Pelosi to be Speaker of the House, and they're looking for a credible opponent because the leadership elections are coming up, well, I imagine as soon as the new Congress is seated here. But apparently, Democrats are saying they have at least 85 Trump investigation targets. Their plan is to bury the White House in lawfare and paperwork and trivial investigations just to bury him, to paralyze him, so he can't accomplish anything in the remaining 2 years of his office here. Now, interestingly enough, CNN and Jim Acosta have supposedly, this was reported, then it's been denied, but supposedly they were looking at a lawsuit against the Trump administration for the removal of Jim Acosta's press credentials following that confrontation in the press room at the White House. And I got to be honest, I went back and took a look at some of the back and forth with Acosta and the president. Acosta behaved very badly and unprofessionally. And so I think it's silly for anybody to think that they could sue the White House. It's the president and the press office decision who gets a press pass or not. So we'll see what happens on that. Now, do you remember when Barack Obama, following his first press conference as president, he had Helen Thomas kicked out of the press corps, had her press credentials yanked? Nobody made a big stink about that. Nobody was out there talking about potential lawsuits. That was because she asked a bad question. Okay. It's interesting to see how CNN is willing to get tough on Trump and yet just is still tiptoes around Israel just so lightly. And it's rather interesting because this all has to do with that border issue. And yes, the migrant horde is still coming this way. The idea about whether somebody throwing rocks across the fence could be shot. And you can see the irony there because ever since the start of the Great March of Return, IDF forces have been shooting Gazans for throwing rocks. CNN thinks that's perfectly fine. They don't really cover it. They don't even mention the fact that Israel is using these butterfly bullets that expand on impact to maximize the damage. But boy, when Donald Trump is talking about doing the same thing at our border, oh, CNN is out there. They're going to get tough here. All righty. This kind of disgusted me. And it has to do with the fact that the president has just handed out the Medal of Freedom to a top donor, to Miriam Adelson, who's the wife of Sheldon Adelson, who is a GOP mega donor. And the Adelsons recently contributed $113 million to GOP causes during the midterm cycle. Now, that's not what the Medal of Freedom is supposed to be used for. And it just shows that Trump, like every other politician, he can be bought if the numbers are big enough. And I think it's an insult to everybody who ever won the Medal of Freedom for legitimately doing something good for the country. All right, so let's talk about that fire out in California, because it's bad. 31 known dead, almost 300 missing, 7,000 structures destroyed, and they're still having to deal with the Santa Ana winds. Okay. And it's really bad. Now, as I mentioned to that caller before, the state of California did it to themselves, and Trump is absolutely right to say it was gross mismanagement. And it was basically California, refusing to take the lesson from Yellowstone, just decided they were going to allow the forest areas to go back to the wild, not maintain the fire breaks, not clear out the dead brush and destroy it, not do the controlled burns or any of that stuff, which also saved California a lot of money. And their budget is very, very tight. So they were basically being penny pinchers. And trying to justify it by saying it's good for the environment. No, it isn't. It isn't good for the environment at all, as you can see right now. So, and apparently this neglect goes back for years. Forests have to be actively managed in order to be safe. Didn't work. One of the other really scary parts about this is the Woolsey Fire has now burned across the Santa Susana Laboratory, the field lab. This is that laboratory out in Simi where a lot of classified work was being done. Rocket engines were being tested. A lot of nuclear research being done. It's considered one of the most heavily contaminated pieces of soil inside the United States of America. And of course, what we're getting from the government and the corporate media is, don't worry about all that smoke coming out of Santa Susana. It's going to be perfectly safe. And the people living around Santa Susana are already dealing with elevated rates for cancers, leukemias, and things like that. And the government doesn't want to spend the money to clean that mess up either. They're kind of leaving it like Hanford. It's just going to sit. Now, apparently the situation in California is so bad that our current stink face with Russia has had to be put on hold because Seaplane Global Air Services of the United States has placed a firm order with Beriev Aircraft Company for 4 BE-200ES twin-engined amphibian aircraft plus options for 6 more. Now, the BE-200ES is it's world famous. It's a water-scooping, firefighting aircraft. It's got a wingspan of 108 feet, a flight range of 2,000 miles, a top speed of 435 miles per hour, weighs more than 60,000 pounds. So the Seaplane Air Service is buying 2 of these. They may wind up buying 6. And again, great that it's happening, way, way too late. Remember, we did this story a while back when one of the earlier wildfires started up, and the aircraft they had to use as water bombers were proving less than adequate. And it came on out that, again, because of budget constraints, the contract that had been made with a company that was able to supply one of these large Russian water carriers had been allowed to expire, which meant the plane was not available anymore because it was off busy doing something else. By the way, James Woods, actor James Woods, is using his Twitter channels to help people displaced by the fires find each other and reconnect. Because apparently a lot of people just had to leave real quick. They don't have their personal information with them. It's even affecting us here in Oahu because some of the people at Claire's Church have family that are in the fire area, and they've had to evacuate. At least one lost their house completely. So good for James. He's doing that. What a terrible, terrible situation that is. Okay, so getting on to the conflict zones, and there's a lot of them. Clashes are erupting between the militants and the Syrian army in the Idlib de-escalation zone, which we knew was going to happen once the Syrian forces freed those hostages, which had been used as leverage by ISIS. Once they got them back, we knew that this was going to crank on up here. U.S. airstrikes have killed another 41 civilians in eastern Syria. Well, how dare they stand there under our bombs? That's a really dumb thing to do. They should not do that. It's all their fault. Interesting little story has come on out. This is from Al-Masdar News. Apparently, Germany secretly paid the rebels in Syria nearly 50 million euros. So Germany was in there messing around trying to get Assad out. Okay. No, I didn't want to do that. Over in Hodeidah, the fighting is continuing there, and the Saudi-backed invasion forces are pushing deeper into the vital port. 80 people have been killed over there. Now, somebody asked this very interesting question. This was over at lowblog.com. Will House Democrats end U.S. involvement in the Yemen war? And my response is this a trick question? Because no, I don't think they will. I don't think they will at all. The war is good for the war business, and I'm sure that all these politicians' stock portfolios are loaded up with war stocks, and they're making money hand over fist. Now, according to this other report that we're seeing over in Yahoo, the Pentagon has launched a new classified operation to support the Saudi coalition in Yemen. And this is coming out of a Defense Department document that was apparently posted online inadvertently. So there is a whoopsie there. And the existence of the new classified operation codenamed Yukon Journey was partly revealed in a Defense Department Inspector General report posted online early this month, which noted that the Secretary of Defense designated three new named contingency operations, one of which was Yukon Journey, and operations in Northwest Africa and East Africa, supposedly focusing on Al-Qaeda and ISIS. So Africa is the new battleground because they've got all of those wonderful, wonderful undeveloped natural resources. Okay. The Iraq Parliament is now asking the U.S. government to commit to a timetable for a pullout of their country. And Iraq's government said they were never going to agree to an open-ended foreign military presence, and it's time for the United States to take their toys and go home. So we'll see what the U.S. is going to do about that, because my read is the United States has no intentions of leaving Iraq. The United States has more than 700 permanent military bases around the world. That's why the defense budget is so huge, with so little left over for things like, oh, you know, taking care of the veterans. Got to maintain all those bases. Have to garrison the planet, garrison the empire. But the government of Iraq is getting impatient. They want the U.S. to leave. So there's going to be a little kerfuffle there. All right, we got to take another break for commercials, and we will be right back.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it. I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And, you know, it's funny. Over in Great Britain, they will not let that Sergei Skripal case go. They're just not going to let it go. And part of course, they've had to bring it back up again because they're using it as justification to try and bring more sanctions against Russia. You know, this was a chemical weapons attack on our soil. And again, the whole thing is looking more and more like a hoax. It's looking more and more like Sergei Skripal and Yulia fell victim to food poisoning at a restaurant that had a reputation for serving seafood that could cause illness. And I think Great Britain just seized on it because of this man's notoriety and said, oh, it's the evil Putin. He's committed this crime on our soil. And they're still pushing on it. And after a while, it just gets boring, I think. And, you know, Great Britain is still saying, oh, they've had to decontaminate all these police cars and go through all this other stuff because of how deadly the Novichok is. Except that, you know, nobody in the neighborhood ever got sick from supposedly, you know, this Novichok being smeared on a door handle. And it's also a very deadly poison, which begs the question of why Sergei and Yulia both survived it. Now, anyway, over in the University of Sussex, there's a professor emeritus, Kees van der Pij, I think. He retired from his post as head of the university's Department of International Relations in 2012. And over this weekend, he put up a tweet saying that Israel was behind 9/11, not Saudi Arabia, and that they had help from Zionists inside the U.S. government. And this professor, who's originally from the Netherlands, linked to an article titled 9/11 Israel Did It, which we've seen. It's been posted all over the place. And, of course, just provoked tremendous outrage, where Jewish groups are demanding that his emeritus status be stripped from him. And the guy's retired. It's not like there's really all that much they can do to him. All righty. The European Parliament, for some reason, is saying that they are very shocked at the amount of EU-made weapons in the hands of terrorists. Well, you shouldn't be. You've been selling the stuff to arms dealers. They pass it on. We know that the U.S. buys foreign-made arms and gets them to groups like ISIS and Al-Qaeda to try and have deniability. All right, we're going to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back. The phones are open, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.